The victims forums say they're more optimistic that a way forward can be found on ways to deal with the legacy of the Troubles. They were speaking after meeting the Secretary of State. Our political correspondent Chris Page has more. Chris, the victims forum previously said they were very disappointed that politicians hadn't been able to reach a deal on legacy issues.
Well, that's right, Jane. The recent inter-party talks resolved some major issues and saved devolution, but the issue it didn't solve is arguably the most contentious and complex, and that is how to deal with the legacy of the Troubles. Now, the main sticking point was over the operation of the Historical Investigations Unit, which would investigate unsolved killings. Nationalist parties blame the government for the deadlock, and the government has said that a veto over some materials necessary for national security reasons. Now, the Victims Forum, which was set up to advise ministers and provide victims with a voice, was scathing about the lack of agreement a few weeks ago. Then they asked for an apology from those who'd signed up to the deal. Today they met with the Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, and the mood after that meeting was more optimistic. We're going to hear from two forum members. First, Jennifer McNairn, who was badly injured in the Abercorn bombing in 1972.
I'm quite confident, more confident than I was a couple of weeks ago, that the Secretary of State will speak to politicians again when they return in the new year, and hopefully with new energy. And a will to compromise. There must be compromise in a solution to the legacy issue.
Jennifer McNairn there, and here's Mitch Breslind, who's a former UDR member.
I think we took some reassurance from the fact that she said that she had plans and, you know, that she would be taking a fresh look at it in the new year, and that she felt it could move forward. So we're building it on that basis. But as I say, it's now waiting for what action we'll take, and seeing the action rather than words is what the forum wants at this stage.
So Chris, talks upon talks, but where does the process go from here?
Well, there are going to be more meetings. Victims say they're certainly not going to let this go. The Stormont parties and the Westminster government say they're going to keep looking for an agreement. The Secretary of State today repeated that a deal on these legacy issues is closer than ever before. This is what Theresa Villiers told me.
I think the politicians are demonstrating their willingness to engage. And you know, the reality is, we put, as a government, we put some compromises on the table in relation to national security questions, you know, a direct right of appeal to the High Court. We feel that we stretched ourselves on that, but we're obviously open to consideration of alternatives.
Chris, do the nationalist parties share the optimism?
Well, the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin, has said he's told the Secretary of State that finding a resolution has to be a priority. But he said that he is encouraged by recent comments by Theresa Villiers, which she has been suggesting, as you heard there, that a way forward can be found. Mr McGuinness said that in the talk, Sinn Féin proposed two alternatives to the government's approach on national security, but he said these weren't acceptable to the British government. But the Deputy First Minister said it is important to realise that good work has been done on this issue. This is what he told my colleague Mark Devenport at an event in Stormont this morning.
We do need to go back to the drawing board, but we do so recognising that a tremendous amount of progress has been made in terms of the type of institutions and mechanisms and structures that we would like to see established. I've also met with the victims groups, and I have told them that they should consider their options at this time, and if they have any ideas of their own, to bring those ideas forward. I do think a way can be found if there's a will to do it.
Well, the SDLP have again today called for the draft legislation, the draft Westminster legislation, which was being worked on throughout the talks, to be published. The Secretary of State has said that may be the way forward, but Theresa Villiers said that the bill would cover matters which are the responsibility of the devolved administration here. So she says she's going to have more discussions with the Stormont Executive, the First and Deputy First Ministers, to see if publishing the legislation would be the right approach.